Dr. Elliott's stay at the hospital had been stressful. He was tired, frustrated, and felt dizzy. Suddenly, an intense pressure spread from his neck, through his chest, and down both arms. Perspiration oozed from his back as he gasped for breath. He staggered down the hall to intensive care, stretched out on a bed, and told the head nurse, "I've just had a heart attack." Dr. Robert Elliott, expert on stress and heart disease, had become the victim. Elliott's immediate family had no history of heart problems. His father lived a rich, full life and passed away at 79. His mother was still going strong at 85. Elliott himself was free from the common risk factors of heart disease: high blood pressure, high cholesterol count, being overweight, and smoking. There seemed to be nothing to warn him of the day his life would hang by a thread. After extensive research, Dr. Elliott concluded that stress was the culprit, a factor he never considered. Most people don't. In fact, 50% of heart attack victims have no classic risk factors. The missing trigger is unbearable stress. Recent studies show that 1 in 5 Americans operates under sufficient stress to cause major heart disease. Friend, are you a walking time bomb? Perhaps you're like me. I find a large portion of my stress stems from fear. In his book, When I Relax, I Feel Guilty, Tim Hansel writes, "Afraid to fail, we no longer risk. Afraid that someone will see behind our image, we no longer share. Afraid that we'll need help, we can no longer be vulnerable. Afraid to appear not religious enough, we no longer confess. We withdraw into a petty world, consumed in emptiness and fear." Isn't it amazing how we fear events or actions that we have no control over, and how stressful this fear and anxiety is to our bodies? Friend, we serve a loving and comforting Lord who tells us, "Don't be anxious or worry about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrows. Live one day at a time." It's so difficult, isn't it, to trust God with those worries you can't control. But He's the only one who can wipe it away and guard you from the stress of fear. We must learn how to live one day at a time and allow God to carry the worries of tomorrow. When we do, you and I can live more joyful and stress-free lives. For The Navigators, I'm Dave Kraft.